This is Breakfast with Dan Cox and Jenny Marchant on ABC Newcastle.
Do you like to give 100% when you apply yourself to something? Would you be happy to say, oh, it's a 95 plus kind of effort? Doesn't sound as committed, does it?
Especially if you actually got to 99 or 100. 95 plus just doesn't cut it. But it's the figure the state government and New South Wales Health are stopping at when it comes to counting the rates of people who are double vaccinated in our community. The final figure is above 95%.
Does it matter very much? Why is this even the case? It's something that had us talking this week. Peter Wark is a professor of medicine at the Centre for Healthy Lungs at the University of Newcastle. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Well, thank you. So, why do we only count to 95% when it comes to this COVID-19 double vaccination rate?
Well, it's a decision that a number of jurisdictions have made, and it's really based on the fact that the data is coming from two different sources. So the general population data is based on data coming from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which is informed by the 2019 census for LGAs. And then the data for vaccination is coming directly from the Commonwealth Medicare numbers. So those two lists of people, if you say, are not exactly the same. And so once you start to get to very large numbers of the population that have been vaccinated, then some inaccuracies are going to occur. So Canberra was going up to 99% descriptions of vaccination, but then they were at risk of figures coming in above 100%, which seemed a bit silly. So 95% or greater than 95% seems like a reasonable place to stop. And it certainly reflects quite a large number of a population nonetheless. But there is some inaccuracy. 2019 is a couple of years ago now. For some jurisdictions, those numbers have changed a little bit. That's certainly been a problem for areas that have had a large student population or more mobile populations, such as the Sydney LHD, where their numbers have lagged behind other LHDs and local government areas. But that probably reflects the fact that there are a lot of overseas students that are no longer residing there or have changed their residence in the last 2 years.
Does it matter, or are the numbers statistically so small that it's fine to just say, yeah, 95% plus?
Yeah, well, I guess it's hard to say that it really matters very much. Remember, of course, that we're still talking here about people aged over 15. So it again is not 95% or 95% plus of the entire population. And so, yes, I think that there's probably very little difference in terms of our risks to the community, our risk of infection, the overall community transmission and the impact upon services, whether we say greater than 95% or not. Having these results where we've managed dual vaccination above 90% is fantastic. It's not synonymous with calling it herd immunity, but it certainly reflects that a very large proportion of our population and the proportion of the population at most risk of developing COVID-19 and having complications of COVID-19 are effectively vaccinated.
Those two lists you mentioned there and the reason why you sort of have to sort of round it off at the end, 95 plus, does that make it hard for us to be able to compare state to state, for example, then?
Again, I don't think it matters terribly much once we're getting up to those sorts of numbers, and I dare say it doesn't matter very much either. We're still talking about some disproportionate areas, and across the board, Australia is still only looking at around about 70% of the population double vaccinated, which globally is still a very good effort. But certain areas, and obviously New South Wales and Victoria, have pushed up above that 90% mark, and that's just fantastic.
Well, most of our LGAs are heading up to that 95-plus mark, if not there already. Thank you for explaining it to us.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you, Professor Peter Wark there, Professor of Medicine at the Centre for Healthy Lungs at the University of Newcastle.